Recorded Books presents As the Crow Flies by Craig Johnson, narrated by George Guidel, and directed by Angel Morality Dodson.
Chapter 1. I want to know what Katrina Walksnice did to get kicked out of a joint like this for 61 days. I began questioning the makeup of the negotiating team I'd brought with me to convince the chief of the Northern Cheyenne tribe that he should allow my daughter to be married at Crazy Head Springs. Don't call the White Buffalo a joint. It's the nerve center of the reservation. My undersheriff, Victoria Moretti, shook her head. It's a fucking convenience store. She smiled, enjoying the muckraking. She must have done something pretty shitty to get 86th out of here for 2 months. Vic gestured toward the white plastic board above the cash register where all the reservation offenders who had been tagged with bad check writing, shoplifting, and other unsavory behaviors were catalogued for everyone to see. Sort of a 21st century pillorying. My eyes skimmed past the board, and I watched the crows circle above lame deer as the rain struck the surface of Route 212. It was the main line on the res and the road that truckers used to avoid the scales on the interstate. Before 212 had been widened and properly graded, it had been known as Scalp Alley for the number of traveling unfortunates who had met their demise on the composite scoria asphalt strip and for the roadside crosses that ran like chain lighting from the Black Hills to the Little Bighorn. As my good friend Henry Standing Bear says, on the res, even the roads are red. I was trying to pay attention, but I kept being distracted by the crows plying the thermals of the high plains sky.